With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Students across the state joined the nationwide school walkout on the one-month anniversary of the Florida school shooting. We have reports from three locations, starting with Nikki Willette in the Flathead Valley.
Outside Glacier High School in Kalispell, more than 200 students clustered around a row of 17 empty chairs, representing the 17 victims at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, while classmates read biographies and memories of the victims.
Peter was shot while holding a door open to let fellow classmates in to get to safety.
An original song that survivors of Stoneman Douglas wrote, called Shine, played during a moment of silence.
We're tired of hearing that we're too young to ever make a change.
Senior Abigail Roston, who co-organized the event, ended by encouraging her classmates to hug their parents, cherish their friends, and stay engaged.
Don't let this event be the last step you take. Call and write our senators and representatives at both the state and the national level. Most importantly, to the seniors who are 18, you have to vote.
Roston and others are planning to organize voter registration tables during lunch period in the next few weeks. Roston says while students at Glacier High used the umbrella of hashtag enough to help structure their event, their local group doesn't entirely align with the national movement's five legislative goals for gun control and reform.
We don't think it would work in Montana. Some of us don't even think it would work nationwide. And so if we were to narrow the scope, that would just be narrowing the dialogue. And what we wanted to do was have those open conversations.
Roston added even she and her co-organizer, Harrison Rennie, have nearly opposing views on gun control. And the focus of the walkout was not to isolate people with different points of view, but begin a conversation. Rennie, also a senior at Glacier High, says classroom conversations have changed since the Parkland shooting. He says teachers there recently went through run-lock-fight training, and lockdown drills for students now feel like part of the curriculum.
When it would be appropriate to run and when it would be appropriate to barricade the classroom door. And I even had teachers that said things like, I would be willing to be the first one to go. And even if I've been shot, that doesn't mean that I'm dead. And that's just a really difficult thing to hear from your teachers. But I think that it's important that we're aware of this, as this is currently the reality that we have in our schools.
Students across the Flathead participated in the national walkout in varying ways. Flathead High School in Kalispell planned a memorial after school, though about 20 students walked out at 10 a.m. In Columbia Falls, students organized two separate events, a memorial that followed the basic outline of the hashtag enough message that sources say drew about 75 students, and a counter-protest supporting responsible gun owners and the National Rifle Association that reportedly drew about 50. Columbia Falls High School Principal Scott Geiser says teachers and staff were mindful of conflict following the walkout, but students returned to class together without issue.
You know, I think our kids represent well that, hey, we can have dialogue. It can be civil. I can respect each other's views, even if I don't agree with it.
In Whitefish, members of student council worked with school administrators to host an in-school memorial assembly. Walkouts were considered unexcused absences. In Lakeside, more than 50 parents and teachers of elementary school students walked out to honor the Parkland victims and highlight the successes and shortcomings of school safety. In Big Fork, students participating in the walkout were marked with unexcused absences, even if parents called in ahead of time, but had the option to make up their missed work. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Corin Cates-Carney in Helena. At least a couple hundred people participated in the walkout at Capitol High School here. Organizers billed it more like a memorial than a protest. Amanda Penley, a junior at Capitol, gave a speech in the school's courtyard.
We are not here as proponents or opponents of a specific political agenda. In these 17 minutes, we all fall under one group, students.
Penley is a member of the Helena Youth Against Gun Violence, which formed after the Parkland shooting.
I would like to ask you all to remain respectful throughout this memorial. It is important to keep in mind that many of us gathered here are grieving the loss of not only the Parkland students, but also friends or family members lost to gun violence.
After her speech, students read names and short bios of the Parkland victims. They ended with a moment of silence. Nathan Hartnett, a senior at Capitol High, walked out and attended the memorial.
I've owned firearms. I've shot firearms my entire life. I support the Second Amendment. I believe everything about the Second Amendment is right. but I still think that there should, it's a broken system. We've seen so many tragedies, and it just needs to be fixed. I'm not saying get rid of AR-15s, I'm saying better education, better background checks, just a common understanding of what these firearms are capable of doing.
Hartnett, along with Helena Youth Against Gun Violence, supports advocating for what they call smart gun legislation. Some members of the group want to increase the minimum age to purchase a gun, and some, unlike Hartnett, want to restrict access to semi-automatic and automatic weapons like AR-15s. But Tanley Pipinich, also a senior at Capitol, says the group's main focus is education.
We do own a lot of guns, and there are a lot of gun advocates in Montana, so it's more of awareness towards how to use those, like especially in hunters' education, like you're taught how to handle a gun safely, so I think that's just something we're trying to push for.
Some members of the Helena Youth Against Gun Violence say there needs to be more serious instruction given to students and teachers about what to do if a shooter enters the school. Others say awareness of gun violence needs to include suicide in Montana, too. Hannah Simonson is a sophomore at Helena High, which also had a walkout Wednesday. She says there's become a routine when one of their peers commits suicide. A teacher reads the class a statement explaining what happened and when. Mental health counselors are offered, and there's a lot of crying.
Yeah, it's like, here, we're here to help you for about the week after, and then after that it goes back to normal.
Simonson says it should be harder for minors to get guns or access their parents' guns. And when a student or even adult is having mental health issues, services to help need to be more available. Montana has the highest rate of suicide deaths in the country, and according to the state health department, more than 60% of those suicides were committed with a gun. Students across Helena plan to take part in the March for Our Lives event later this month. A counter-protest is expected at the same time under the banner March for Our Guns. Helena public school officials told MTPR that it was going to be business as usual in classrooms across the district, meaning students would be marked with an unexcused absence if they weren't in class and didn't have a parent's note. Tweets from the walkout at Helena High reported hundreds of students walked out of class there. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Edward O'Brien in Missoula. Here at Hellgate High School, what happened could perhaps be more accurately described as a sit-in than a walkout. Roughly 200 Hellgate students gathered in the school's courtyard to quietly honor the 17 people killed last month at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Florida. There was no marching, no chanting, only an extended moment of silence lasting nearly 10 minutes. Students later told me it's time for a serious conversation about gun violence in America. 17-year-old Miles Ludicky says the issue weighs on him.
Every time there's a fire alarm now, I actually look around because that's how the Parkland shooter, he pulled the fire alarm and shot a bunch of kids. And whenever we go to these protests, I'm a little nervous because kids have access to guns and not every kid, you know, should have access to guns.
Ludicky supports universal background checks, which advocates say would close what's sometimes called the private sale loophole. He also questions whether civilians really need access to semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15. 17-year-old Hellgate student Annie Zavitz also supports more comprehensive background checks, but doesn't want to take firearms away from law-abiding citizens.
My neighbors, my friends, my family, like, they own guns, and it's a part of their life, and I don't want to take away a part of their family tradition, but I do want to make it so everyone is ensured safety, whether it be with a gun or without a gun.
Elon West Badminton is a senior. She opposes calls to allow willing teachers to be trained to carry concealed weapons in school. She says that would be too expensive and risky.
If you give a teacher that most likely is not actually trained with guns a gun, and they're going against someone who is coming in as a shooter, the likelihood of them actually shooting the shooter is lower than them probably shooting one of their own students on accident.
Senior Molly Gibbons says this campaign won't end when summer break begins.
We are going to be like handing it down to the juniors who will be seniors next year, so then this can keep on going, and we will be hosting events to write letters to representatives and things like that. So hopefully it won't die down, and hopefully people will still feel passionate about this even when there isn't like a shooting occurring.
The Hellgate students who organized Wednesday's walkout, or sit-in, are also working with the advocacy groups Missoula Rises and Moms Demand Action for a separate March for Our Lives rally to be held March 24th. Hellgate Principal Judson Miller tells MTPR he was very pleased with how the students conducted themselves Wednesday, saying no one will be punished for participating. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.